from KQED.
The case against California's ban on same-sex marriage continues to wend its way through the legal system. Yesterday's 2-1 ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Proposition 8 and gave many Californians a reason to celebrate. Outside the courthouse in San Francisco, longtime gay marriage advocate Molly McKay couldn't contain her excitement.
A giant leap forward. You just couldn't ask for a better decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court.
Celebrations were held all over the state last night, in San Francisco, in Palm Springs, and in West Hollywood, where 23-year-old Kashif Okda moved with his fiancée Martin from Philadelphia 4 years ago. There's still a stay in effect on gay marriages, but Okda can see it as a real possibility in the next few years.
Finally, for things to become equal as being gay is great. Just have the same rights as straight Americans do, because we are just people. We're people, and we have the same feelings and the same thoughts.
Back in November of 2008, voters passed Proposition 8 by roughly 52% to 48%. Supporters of Prop 8 say that vote demonstrated widespread conviction in California that marriage should be the province of heterosexual couples exclusively, and further, that the courts have taken it upon themselves to naysay the voters. At the Cathedral of the Angels Church in downtown Los Angeles, usher Ruben Garcia says he voted for Prop 8, even though he had mixed feelings about it.
As a parishioner and a Catholic and a married man, I truly believe in the sanctity of marriage. And I do believe it should be between a man and a woman. But I'm torn because I also believe in the separation of church and state.
Yesterday's decision was written narrowly to address the situation in California. Unlike the lower court ruling that declared the measure unconstitutional in 2010, this ruling did not declare sweeping civil rights for gays and lesbians. There are some gay rights supporters who harbor mixed feelings about the push for marriage equality. 85-year-old Ivy Bottini of West Hollywood has been a gay rights activist for decades and has seen the fight for full rights take many forms.
I personally was really not excited about the marriage issue for years, because I just feel it's a failing institution and, you know, will eventually go away. But since we need equality and we're equal to anybody else, I'm thrilled with the decision.
Backers of Prop 8 must now decide whether to ask a larger panel of judges with the Ninth Circuit to review the case or go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. Most legal observers expect this will end up at the U.S. Supreme Court, where the outcome is anything but certain.
What do we want?
Marriage equality.
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Marriage equality.
When?